Judges chapter 14 and reading at verse 1. And Samson went down to Timnath, and saw a woman in Timnath of the daughters of the Philistines. And he came up and told his father and his mother, and said, I have seen a woman in Timnath of the daughters of the Philistines. Now therefore get her for me to wife. Then his father and his mother said unto him, Is there never a woman among the daughters of thy brethren, or among all my people, that thou goest to take a wife of the uncircumcised Philistines? And Samson said unto his father, Get her for me, for she pleaseth me well. But his father and his mother knew not that it was of the Lord, that he sought an occasion against the Philistines. For at that time the Philistines had dominion over Israel. Then went Samson down, and his father and his mother, to Timnath, and came to the vineyards of Timnath. And behold, a young lion roared against him. And the Spirit of the Lord came nightly upon him, and he rent him, as he would have rent a kid. And he had nothing in his hand, but he told not his father or his mother what he had done. And he went down and talked with the woman, and she pleased Samson well. And after a time, he returned to take her. And he turned aside to see the carcass of the lion, and behold, there was a swarm of bees and honey in the carcass of the lion. And he took the rod in his hands and went on eating, and came to his father and mother. And he gave them, and they did eat, but he told not them that he had taken the honey out of the carcass of the lion. We know God will add his blessing to the reading of his own word. Any time I have heard Samson spoken on, he is normally showing up in a very poor light. And all my brethren seem to find in him is just a catalogue of failure. But we must never forget where the Spirit of God places Samson. And when we come to that great chapter, Hebrews chapter 11, we do find him in that great chapter of faith. And there are undoubtedly many features of faith found in this man. But I thought as well that not only was he a man of faith, but particularly in this chapter, I believe that in Samson there are many delightful features of the person of our Lord Jesus Christ. I think the Savior really gave us the key how to understand many of the characters of our Old Testament when he spoke one day about Jonah and said as Jonah was 3 days and 3 nights in the belly of the whale, so he himself would be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth. Now we know that everything about Jonah does not speak of Christ, but the Savior just took up that one particular instant that spoke of him. I'd like to do that tonight, just for a few moments, when we think of Judges chapter 14. You notice that we read that Samson went down. 3 times over we have read that, about his going down. And of course it's just a faint foreshadowing of another stud, of a far greater than a Samson. And we could think of the coming down of the Son of God. We've been trying to understand a little even of that tonight, and marvel at his coming here. And we sing and sing at times, and rightly so, that down from the glory the Savior came right down to the cross and the death of shame. What a stoop was the stoop of the Son of God. From glory's sphere, in grace sublime, to move in servant form through scenes of time. Well, what brought Samson down? Why did he come? Well, we've read in this chapter, it was the love of his heart that brought him down. His love for an uncircumcised Philistine. None could ever understand that. They marveled that he would ever set his affection on such a one. And well might we, my brother, my sister tonight, marvel that he would ever set, the Son of God would ever set his heart's affection upon any one of us. I need not look at others. I only need to look into my own heart. And I would marvel at that. Why did he love us? Was there anything lovable about us? We just have to say tonight that he loved us just because he loved us. I want you to notice that when Samson came down, it says that a young lion roared against him. And of course our Bible tells us who the young lion is. Peter will tell us in 1 Peter 5 and verse 8, he says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, goeth about, seeking whom he may devour. And of course that was true when we think of the person of our Lord Jesus Christ, from his very incoming, that young lion, in all his ferocity, roared against him. In the language of Revelation chapter 12, the dragon was standing by to devour the man-child. And we're not long reading our New Testament till we learn that. We think of the second chapter, Matthew chapter 2, and I read that Herod the king sought to slay the young child. And you can trace that throughout the life of our blessed Savior. That young lion, the devil himself, he was roaring against him. Of course, in all its fullness, it was seen at Calvary. We think of the language of Psalm 22. Many bulls have compassed me. Strong bulls of Bashan have beset me round. They gaped upon me with their mouths as a ravening and a roaring lion. The lion was there. But what does Samson do with the lion? Says he slew him. Slew him. He rent him as he would rend a kid. And my brother, my sister, it's just a very faint foreshadowing of what happened at Calvary. Isn't that the language of Hebrews 2, speaking of the Lord Jesus that through death? He destroyed him. He disannulled him who had the power of death, that is the devil, and delivered them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. What a victory then was the victory of Calvary. Well, what is left? If the lion is defeated, I notice now that there is just the carcass remains. And we know that only too well. Even though the devil might have been dealt that death blow at the cross, the contaminating influence is still here. And that's what we've read in this chapter. The carcass of the lion. But what I want you to notice as well in this chapter, and it did delight my heart, and I was thinking of it particularly from the singing of our opening hymn. For we did read that after a while, he returned to take her. And is that not what we've been singing about? That cloudless day that is nearing? For after a little time, he's just coming back to take her. And we're just waiting on that. And we're waiting for that occasion when he who shall come will come and will tarry. My brother, my sister, what a hope that after a little time, the victor's coming back, and he's coming back to take the object of his love. I trust we're in the good of that. Well, what did he discover? What did he discover when he returned? Well, he turned aside to see the carcass of the lion. And behold, a swarm of bees and honey in the carcass of the lion. A swarm of bees. I don't know very much about bees except I've been stung a few times. But they do tell me that they are the most interesting subject to study. All working together, you'll notice not one bee, but a swarm of bees. You know, every bee has a function to perform. Every bee has a work to do in a hive. And I thought, dear child of God, just how good that would be if when he comes, he would see what would correspond to the swarm of bees. You, the assembly, should just be like that. Everyone just fulfilling their function. Everyone carrying out their duty. I did notice in the little leaflet to do with the confidence, behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. That's just seen in that swarm of bees. Behold, a swarm of bees and honey in the carcass of the lion. You know, if the swarm of bees would tell me about activity and tell me of service, the honey would tell me of sweetness. I trust he would find that if he came. You remember in that upper room in Luke chapter 24, the Savior could say to his own children, have you here any meat? Says they give him a piece of a broiled fish. That would speak of service, you know. For someone caught the fish. And someone prepared the fish. And someone cooked the fish. They give him a piece of a broiled fish, but they did more than that. They give him a piece of an honeycomb. He's coming back to take us, you know. I trust that he will find in the assemblies represented here what would answer to the swarm of bees and honey in the carcass of the lion. Our time is gone, but you can read down the chapter. The marriage supper then, for that's what took place. And then the mystery revealed, and what a mystery, that out of the eater would come forth meat, and out of the straw would come forth sweetness. And we'll enter into the good of the mystery in a coming day, that out of the very scene of his victory, there has come forth meat. What food for our soul. I trust we'll be in the good of it. Even over the conference days, that there will be food for our soul, that out of the eater will come forth meat, and out of the straw will come forth sweetness. May God bless our simple meditation.